Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're checking off the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending November 14th, 2015. You'll be glad you dropped by today, because we welcome two new songs, including a champion of historic proportions. Things start quietly enough in fifth place, where Justin Bieber dips two slots with What Do You Mean? Justin's opening up about his early fame. Hold on for more. What do you mean? Justin Bieber's former champ, What Do You Mean?, this week backs off two slots to fifth place. Justin's Purpose album drops Friday, and he's saying some interesting things to the press. Justin tells Billboard that he almost let early stardom destroy him, and he wants people to be more kind to young celebrities. I guess you could call The Weeknd a young celebrity. He's still only 25. This week, The Hills loses its crown in fourth place. The Weeknd just hit the road with an interesting opening act. Details are coming up. Your man on the road, he doing promo. You say keep our business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Find out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know. The Weeknd ends his extended stay at number one as The Hills falls to fourth place. On November 5th, he kicked off his North American tour in his home base of Toronto, Canada. Opening for him was moody singer-songwriter Banks. They'll be together through December 9th. It's a down week for Drake as Hotline Bling backs off a slot to number three. He just posted a mysterious photo of a billboard in Toronto. What could it mean? Hold on for more. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Drake dips a notch to third place with Hotline Bling, which hasn't made it past number two. Last Wednesday, Drake shared an Instagram photo of a black billboard in Toronto, Canada. It says, "The Sixth God is watching," and the caption reads, "Be home soon." It may signal the imminent arrival of his next album, Views from the Six. All right, now here's where the fireworks begin. Justin Bieber debuts at number two with Sorry. We're seeing a kinder, gentler Justin this week. More after the song. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Justin Bieber debuts way up in second place with Sorry. Justin's been giving some revealing interviews lately. He tells Billboard that his relationship with Selena Gomez is a love that never really dies. And he told UK talk show host Alan Carr that he cried while watching an Amy Winehouse documentary. Ordinarily, Sorry would be the star of the show, but this is no ordinary week. Adele is back with her first new music in 3 years as Hello debuts at number one. So hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Adele takes the Hot 100 by storm as Hello opens at number one. Not only is it her fourth stateside singles champion, it's the first title to sell more than 1 million downloads in its first week. That's especially impressive when you consider that downloads in general have been falling for the past 2 years as the public shifted to streaming. Can Adele maintain her momentum? There's only one way to find out. You gotta join me next week. I'm Ray McDonald, and you've been listening to the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.